Those mysterious DWP trusts? We still don't know what they do. It's the Friday Mixer. The head of the largest Department of Water and Power union says he's going to appeal a recent court order demanding he turn over financial records for the Joint Training Institute and the Joint Safety Institute over at DWP. Both of those nonprofits have taken in about $40 million in ratepayer money collectively over the last 10 years. And this back and forth between city officials and utility union folk has been going on for months now. We still have no idea what these trusts are doing with the money. Gene Mattis reports for the LA Weekly. He's been on this story for a long time, and he's with us today. Hey, Gene.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. Let's talk about these two trusts. First of all, what are they? What are they supposed to do? Do we have any idea?
The two trusts are sort of joint labor management entities that were set up within the Department of Water and Power to do training for Department of Water and Power employees. And they were set up, 14 years ago or something like that as part of a labor contract. And basically they give $4 million a year to this entity for these programs. And we don't know how the money is spent because the labor union, the IBEW, maintains that these are not public entities. They're private entities, and so they won't turn over the records.
Not public entities, but private entities, but it is ratepayer money that goes toward these entities, right?
Right. And their argument is, and ratepayer money goes to Kaiser Permanente for the health insurance, and you can't audit Kaiser Permanente just because they're getting ratepayer money too. So that's their argument. It was, we're a private entity that's paid for by this public entity through this labor agreement.
Brian Darcy, who is the head of the union, the IBEW Local, 18, the largest union at the Department of Water and Power here in L.A., his attorney told the Los Angeles Times this week that they do expect to appeal this judgment, this court order that mandates them to release these figures, saying that they expect that they're confident that the Court of Appeal will reverse the judgment. Why do you think they're so confident about that?
I don't know. It seems like it's an open question whether they'll win that or not. And, the frustrating thing for a reporter about this is that the basic facts about this thing, as we know them now, have been known since 2005. The LA Weekly, before my time at the LA Weekly, Jeff Anderson did a story basically laying out, here are these trusts, $4 million a year goes into them, and we don't know how the money is spent. Isn't that a little strange? Shouldn't we know how the money is spent?
And this was in 2005.
That was nine years ago. And we still don't know how the money was spent. And basically nothing has changed since then, except that Brian Darcy spent a bunch of money on the mayor's race last year and made himself a big lightning rod, and now everybody's all exercised about it. But, the basic facts have been known for going on a decade now, and it's just the political environment, the political atmosphere that's changed that sort of made this into sort of a hot-button political issue. But, the situation is what it's been for a long time, and the frustrating thing, journalism feeds on information, right?
Right, and there's not much coming from this.
This is one of those stories. It's sort of like the Malaysian plane where the story is actually feeding on the lack of information. Yeah. There's still this mystery that's just sort of being punted down the road every time, and it's like, wake me when they get the records, because until then we don't really know what's going on there.
We're gonna put a banner on the LA Weekly. It's a developing story, kind of like CNN with the aircraft.
Yep, still missing.
The absence of information leaves the appearance of some sort of malfeasance, right? The appearance that something, they're not saying something because they're doing something wrong, where in fact they might be doing something right, but we don't know.
Right. I think their point of view is, we know what we're doing and we're running this thing and we're keeping it from running into the ground, and mind your own business, go on to something else. And I'm not defending that. I'm just saying that that's what their point of view is. And so they stonewall on everything, right? And so you can't really infer anything from the fact that they're stonewalling because they stonewall everything.
Your reporter guts, what does it tell you? We're gonna find out about this?
I think probably. I mean, enough pressure is being, we have one judge saying that these should be public records. Enough pressure is being brought to bear on this that I would think eventually it's going to come out, but it might be a matter of many more months.
But it's been 9 years since the first reporting was done on this story in the LA Weekly, right?
Yeah. Looking forward to more information being added to this. And until then, another headline that says, still don't know what's going on over there.
Developing story.
Right, exactly.
We'll keep that banner ready for you. All right. Gene Mattis from the LA Weekly. Gene, thanks.
Thank you.